It is time for us to check sports here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.
Carlos Stanton. In his first regular season at bat with the New York Yankees, 59 home runs last year, and the NL MVP. Driven out to right center field and deep. That ball is gone! See ya! What a beginning for Stanton, and the Yankees are up 2-0.
There you go, and we'll bring in Mike Kazi. I guess he showed he had a pretty good first game there, Mike.
The Astros won yesterday 4-1, giving up one run in the ninth inning. They showed that their closer, Giles, still has having problems. He only pitched one inning, gave up two hits and a run, or else the Astros start the season with a shutout. And the Astros started the season with their leadoff hitter to start the game, Springer, hitting a home run. So he picked up just where he left off last year. And the Astros are the cream of the crop in baseball.
And of course, like I said, Stanton had two home runs, went 3-for-5, and even Aaron Judge was 2-for-4.
Well, they played a minor league team yesterday with the Toronto Blue Jays. The entire American League East is a minor league club. Point in case, the team that's supposed to give the Yankees all the trouble, the Boston Red Sox, take a 4-0 lead into the bottom of the eighth inning and give up six runs.
Yeah,
the managers has to learn to know that when a pitcher is getting people out, you leave them in. Sale went six innings, only gave up one hit through 92 pitches. I guess they figured he's made of porcelain. We have to take him out. They brought in Barnes, who went in a scoreless inning, clean inning, and then went to the rest of that bullpen, if you want to call it that. And two pitchers were needed to get three outs, but not before they gave up three hits, four walks, and the lead to the Devil Rays. So the Red Sox was the team that I said to myself, I don't understand how these people can say they can contend for the East, won't contend for the East this year, and the Yankees will win the East this year because they beat up on bad teams, and the Red Sox lose to bad teams.
You still have to give credit for Stanton to come out in his first game and bang two home runs and go 3-for-5. It's not
his
like,
first game?
Yeah.
I thought he played like 22 in Florida.
No. This is the first one that, for real. Yeah. I'm just saying you got to give him credit. It was a great first game for him, as it would be for anybody who goes 3-for-5 and hits two home runs.
If he goes 3-for-5 and hits two home runs against the guy that started for Houston yesterday, I'll give him some credit. But against minor league pitching, I don't give him a lot of credit.
You're incorrigible, Kazi.
Minor league pitching.
You're incorrigible.
Jay Happ.
An incorrigible Yankee hater.
Jay, the Blue Jays used six pitchers yesterday. Six pitchers and give up 11 hits. Come on. They pitched against, they played against a minor league team.
All right, where else do you want to go in sports?
The greatest pitcher in baseball, who actually is Justin Verlander, but the media says isn't, lost his first start yesterday. Kershaw got beat by the Giants yesterday, 1-0. And the 1-0 was the one hit that a local kid, Joe Panic, got. Well, he actually got two hits yesterday. But a lefty against lefty is supposed to be spelled doom for you. Panic took him deep in the fifth inning, and that was all the runs that the Giants need against the National League favored Los Angeles Dodgers yesterday, who looked pretty anemic, getting six hits through nine innings. And the Giants beat the Dodgers last night. So Clayton Kershaw starts the season 0-1. And as always, the Mets won opening day. The Mets are notorious for winning opening day. They hung up five in the fifth inning yesterday to put the game away. They beat the Cardinals 9-4. Syndergaard threw very well. He struck out 10 with no walks. Gave up six hits and four runs. He's been giving up a lot of hits, and he's been giving up a few runs, but he makes up for it with guys on base. He gets the strikeouts when he needs it.
All right.
I win for the Mets yesterday.
And let's tip the cap to Le Grand Orange, Rusty Staub. I met him in Florida because Dick Cummins introduced me to him on the golf course one day, and at the end of playing 18 holes, Mike. Now, okay, get this. Never met the guy before. He doesn't know me. As I'm leaving, he says, "Hang on, Marshall." He goes and he gets a rusty stop, like a pullover to wear on a golf course, from his foundation, because he raised money for firefighters, police, and stuff like that. And what a nice guy.
Yeah, real good guy. Did a lot for charity, a lot for a lot of people. Just a real classy person. A really hell of a good ball player, too.
Yep.
And that never got to his head like the modern players do, who think they walk on clouds. Rusty Staub walked around men, and he did a lot for a lot of people. A really, really classy individual, and he's going to be missed by a lot of people.
And the great thing about him, think about when the Mets' fortunes really changed. It's when Rusty Staub came on board.
Well, he played that one year. I think it might have been 73 when they got beat by the A's. He was their best hitter, and he played with a separated shoulder, and he still got a bunch of hits. He was a real classy player, and you look up his record, played with five teams, and he played real good everywhere he played. He played with the Expos, the Tigers, the Mets. He played with a bunch of five teams, and everywhere he played, he produced. So, unfortunate incident. He's been sick, and it looked like he was going to get through it, but unfortunately, he didn't.
All right. So now, let us go very quickly to whatever you want to talk about for the next minute and a half.
Racing.
All right. Well, let's go, because we're going to have the weather coming up in a few minutes.
Bunch of big races tomorrow down at Gulfstream, scattered in between with a bunch of bad races. So they have the Gulfstream card, I think, has 14 races tomorrow. They could have cut it down to 10 and get rid of some of those bad ones. They got some bad maidens and bad claimers in between. You don't need those on a big day like they have tomorrow. The 12th race tomorrow is the Gulfstream Park Oaks. Horses looking to get into the Kentucky Oaks. A field of 13 drawn for this with that mile and a 16th. So you can automatically throw half the field away. There are no big gun runners in this race that can win from the outside post. So we're going to look down on the inside here. The two-horse Coach Rocks, trained by Dale Romans, just broke maiden, goes right into the deep water here. But this horse has some very good speed, shown last time, first time going two turns on the dirt. This horse went right to the front and drew off by eight. Any kind of a repeat performance from that puts this horse right there. And after that February 14th race, all this horse did was knock out three Bullet Works at Gulfstream Park. So this horse is sharp and on top of her game for tomorrow. 8-1 is a very good price in this horse for this horse. And another horse that I'm going to use in here that has some speed. This horse won the Suncoast off a maiden win up at Tampa. Winning the Gulfstream and going to Tampa and winning the Suncoast. That's the 8 horse, CS in charge. Another Dale Romans horse. So Dale Romans can sweep this race, I think, very, very likely that could happen. So the 2-horse Coach Rocks and the 8-horse CS in charge are my two plays for the Gulfstream Park Oaks. The next race is the 13 race. It's the Grade 2 Pan American, a mile and a half on a turf. This draws 9 horses in this race. I'm going to go right to the outside here. Saddler's Joy looks very, very tough in this race. Won the Mac Dermata in the beginning of March, about 3 weeks ago. This horse has 3 starts at Gulfstream with 2 wins in a second. I think this horse comes right back and gets the job done again. And I think this horse is going to have to beat the horse that it beat last time right next door, the 9 horse. 1 go, all go. This horse has the speed from the outside. I'm probably going to set all the fractions here and have to get run down by Saddler's Joy, which I think will happen. So the 8 Saddler's Joy is my top pick in the Pan American at 2-1, and the 9 horse, who's 8-1, 1 go, all go, is going to be my horse to pick to round up the exacta. Brings us to the Kentucky Derby prep for the day. The 14th race goes off at 6:36 tomorrow. It'll probably be later than that. It's a mile and an eighth on the dirt. Again, this is a race that's going to start near the turn. 2 horses I'm looking here One is the horse that everybody's talking about, Catholic Boy. I'm not sold on Catholic Boy. This horse ran nice at Aqueduct. It predominantly was a turf horse before that. Didn't run so good in the Sam Davis. Got beat by Flame Away. Flame Away came back to run second in the Tampa Bay Derby. Catholic Boy, I think, is going to get a lot of attention at the windows. One horse that might not, horse that won the Fountain of Youth on the front end, the four Promises Fulfilled. This horse, to me, looks like it could be the lone speed of the race. There's other horses in here with bigger names, but once again, the name Dale Romans comes in here. He's the trainer of Promises Fulfilled. This horse is by Shackelford out of a Marquetry mare. Shackelford won some pretty nice distance races back in his day, and Marquetry, if you've been in the game for a while, you remember Marquetry won the Hollywood Gold Cup going a mile and a quarter back when Hollywood Park used to be in existence in the 90s. So this horse definitely has the breeding to make the distance of a mile and an eighth, and the front end has no problem. If anything, that's going to be an advantage for this horse, and that horse is going to be my top pick in this race. So the four Promises Fulfilled is my top pick in the Florida Derby, and I'm going to use the six Catholic Boy to round out my exacta. So first stop on Derby Trail for the last hurrah is the Florida Derby tomorrow, and next week we have four Derby preps coming up.
All right, and the Catholic Boy for Easter weekend, not too bad.
There's an omen for you. It's only another reason why he's going to get bet even heavier.
Okay. Hey, Mike, have a great weekend, and we'll speak to you on Monday.
Yep. Enjoy the Final Four. Games tomorrow.
All right, and happy Easter.
Happy Easter to everyone as well.
All right, take care, Mike. Mike Causey with the Check on Sports this morning.